Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Knicks fall 109-101, down 3-1 now in this best of seven series with Game 5 Wednesday.
Maybe they'll win Game 5, maybe they won't, but they're not beating the Miami Heat three straight times. They're just not good enough.
Maybe it's a good learning experience.
Maybe
we underestimated how good Miami actually is.
I consider the Knicks season a wash. It's over. At least they had a weekend in South Beach. I guess that's something to brag about.
All we're doing is thinking about the next game.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro and Rothenberg with you the 9 o'clock hour. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast. Huge locations: Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. How about our assistant program director, John Winthrop?
Whoa.
What?
Why? It's just John Winthrop. He's our boss.
Right.
Don't pigeonhole him and what he is.
Don't name the title. How about our boss, yeah. John Winthrop? All right.
Perfect.
He walks in here. You start to play this game of what happens if I have no voice tomorrow and I can't do the show.
I'm testing my boundaries with my boss.
Well, what do you think would happen?
I mean, I don't know.
We really need to talk about wasting time. If you don't have a voice, you don't do the show. If you have a voice, you do the show. You needed him to tell you that?
I want the definition of what a voice is. I gave him an example, and he's like, power through it. I was like, what if it sounds like this? Power through it.
RJ, you got to hear it. He goes, how about if I'm talking like this, then do I do the show?
Yeah, he goes, I would like you to power through it.
Yeah. How about if you can't speak, you don't do the show?
I'm not going to take the low-hanging fruit.
Well, I'm surprised he wouldn't be like, well, you just sign what you want to say to Dave or write it down and he'll speak for you.
You know what? We should do that. You sign. You know sign language. You sign. You show it to Santiago. Then Raymond says your points for you.
He'll be my proxy.
Yes.
What makes you think I know sign language?
How about, you know what this means?
If he held up a whiteboard.
Yes, everyone knows what that means, yes.
How about a whiteboard? He writes down his thoughts, then you throw them in there.
I'll be like Stephen Hawking. You be my computer.
Oh, my God. How about we do this? I go very long-winded. Like, I'm breaking down points all over the place, juggling beautiful, big, bouncing points, right? And then, when you have something to say, you write it down quickly on a whiteboard, show it to Raven. Raven's like, hang on, I have a point. Via Rick, of course.
Yeah. I would do it.
I like it.
I think
it'd be good radio.
Maybe a new segment. Don't talk in my ear, Raymond.
I like it. It's a great idea. And then he comes in here. You attack him, and he bashes me.
Look at me when I'm talking to you, John.
Well, I think he's your best friend at the station.
He is.
If anyone can be honest, it was him. He gave you a 6 for Stump Rothenberg, just like I gave you a 6.
I don't think that was 6 worthy.
He said, well, because you named James Worthy. That's the problem.
Yeah. I think that one question was not great, and everything else I did a nice job with.
I think you should feel pride in knowing that people have such high expectations for Stump Rothenberg.
I'll take it. Moses Moody, where do you go to college?
Arkansas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. Very well done.
Yeah.
Yankees, we can sit here and we can break it down.
Let's break it down.
That's an awful team. Good for the Yankees. 10 runs. Take care of business. Oakland stinks. I mean, I don't know how much there is to say about it, but... You know, Judge is back, and
well, I think
Bader's
you point to a couple
well.
Things. Yeah, I think you point to a couple things. Bader, I mean, he's been really good. I think the offense is different when Gleyber Torres is hitting. I mean, I think that's important. I mean, Gleyber got off to a really good start. Team was winning. Now Gleyber had a little slump. Now he's back to hitting.
Right,
and then Clark Schmidt. Right, I mean, Clark Schmidt hadn't been good. Gives you 6 solid yesterday, which is important.
So let me ask you this seriously. I know you're going to jump me for this probably. Do I take this with a grain of salt because it's Oakland, or is this like, went out there, pitched well, quality start, good job, Clark Schmidt?
Good job, Clark Schmidt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, I mean, listen, what did David Peterson do against Cincinnati?
You know, what did the bed?
Okay, so, I mean, I don't think you could take anything for granted.
Okay.
Win's right. A win, man.
All right. Yankees afternoon today.
And it also
Brito
helps
on the mound.
It also happens when the happens. It also helps when the third baseman maybe doesn't make a play.
Or any.
On the Aaron Judge chopper.
A's are bad.
A's aren't good.
They're a split.
Oh, did you see? By the way, did you see what the A's are doing?
What are they doing?
The A's are in agreement.
They're selling players?
No, no. They probably. The A's are in agreement to knock down the... RJ, am I right? The Tropicana, right?
Tropicana?
In Vegas.
Oh, okay.
They're going to knock it down.
The casino.
The casino. Knock it down and then put a $1.5 billion stadium right on the strip.
Really? Now, when are we talking about this happening?
I don't know how quickly it's going to get done, but that's exciting news.
That's going to be a couple-year project.
You get the hockey team, baseball.
Mm-hmm. Football.
Soon to be basketball.
So they're going to go from having no sports.
To everything.
To having every major sport.
Yep. And by the way, the owner of the Golden Knights, what he's done, man, with all that, like he did. The AHL team has a practice rink and a game rink. You got the hockey rink, and then they got a practice
rink. Oh! Woo!
Big news!
My goodness.
Big jazz hands! Jazz hands!
Jazz hands! Jazz hands! Jazz hands! Black Friday.
Oh, what is
You're
it?
Not going shopping.
Giants Jets?
Nope. Only on Prime. And 98.7 ESPN, by the way.
Jets Dolphins.
Yep.
Oh, baby. No, but that means I'm not playing Raymond on Thanksgiving, though.
Okay.
I can't defile.
We're not playing anybody on Thanksgiving.
So you can go defile a Dolphins fans turkey.
Yeah. So now you get to really enjoy Thanksgiving and then the next day.
I'll defile a Dolphin.
You can go defile a Dolphin. You know how you feel about them.
You get me the Dolphin. Where's Snowflake?
You do also realize you won't have to watch that game on Amazon. That game will probably be on locally in New York, so you can get it on regular television.
Can you imagine this? I get Thanksgiving. I'll be in a stupor. I'll have all these leftovers, and then I'll have a Black Friday Jets, Dolphins. And I despise the Dolphins. You know who I'm going to defile? Damer.
Damer's a Dolphins fan?
Yep.
Oh, this is terrific.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give, on Black Friday, I'm going to give people Gordon's address and say he's giving away free flat-screen TVs.
You would, too.
I would.
And people would show up at his house.
They knock down his door.
Yeah, I'm
like
sure they would.
Those Walmart videos where people are waiting outside?
Those people are nuts.
Yeah.
And then they like fight each other. They grab them by the
Damer
hair.
Damer will be all drugged up on CBD.
Tryptophan.
Yeah, CBD. You know,
he's a big drug guy.
He's a real degenerate guy, remember?
He gambles.
Gambling.
You think he gambles while he's all high?
Drinking.
RJ, do we know where that game is or just that game is going to be played?
I have not seen a location. I will keep monitoring.
I bet it's in New York or Miami.
The Jets say you're that good. It's at MetLife.
You should
baby.
Go. You should go to
no,
that.
No.
Why not?
No, because I need to be. I'm gonna have some stuffing.
And the Dolphins tweeted a picture that has New York in it, so I'm gonna say yeah, that's here.
Yeah, it's in MetLife.
Oh my! That
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah. 3 p.m.
You and it's the only that one game on that day, right? So we've never had that before, right?
Are you going to be okay tomorrow?
No.
With the schedule? Like, this
nope.
is this is two
every
little
time
nuggets.
I'm going to go crazy.
Oh, my
Davis
goodness.
Exploded two times back
then. I told you this was going to happen.
Yeah, but we assumed Thanksgiving. I mean, I assumed, my fault, I assumed Thanksgiving against the Cowboys.
Now we don't know who. I swear to God, the Giants better not play on Thanksgiving.
He had the nerve to not mock me for being excited about the schedule.
Who mocked you?
All of you.
No, I didn't.
You know what? He's delusional. This is the problem with Raymond. He has this thing in his mind where he sees things that don't happen.
Nobody ever mocked you. I couldn't be more excited for the schedule release. Giant. You're nuts.
I look back at those text messages.
He's got the receipts.
You know what? I want to see the receipts. You send me the receipts. So anyway, Yankees this afternoon, Brito on the mound, Judge is back, Bader's back. You feel like they've kind of righted the ship a little bit?
Right at the ship, yeah. I mean, I think that I was of the opinion that I wanted to wait to see what this team looked like when they actually were closer to being whole. I mean, it makes a difference, man. I mean, it does. I mean, the fact that you have now, I mean, Bader back in the lineup, what he's bringing, the energy that he's bringing. I mean, he's a terrific defensive center fielder.
Oh, he's great.
Which
he
makes
runs
your
the base as well, adds some athleticism.
Which makes your outfield better.
Yep.
Yeah, Bowers hit a home run yesterday. They're interested to see what happens now with Hicks. Hicks left the
game
hurt.
He's hurt now.
Well, he left the game hurt, but it seems like they like Bowers. You got Cabrera, who I know they like. Hasn't really hit, but, I mean, they like his versatility. Like, who would you keep? I mean, if you had to choose, Cabrera or Hicks, the amount of things that Cabrera can do.
I would cut Hicks.
Yeah.
DFA, gone.
He bothers me for some reason, too.
Well, he's not good.
Well, you know what it is, though? It's, I mean, how do you go from being an elite defender to now just not being good at all? Unless it's because, I mean, you're just not as dialed in as you should be. Like the whole, like, don't bring a bat. How many times have you told your kid that? Don't let a bat at bat affect.
Ben's been good about that lately. Right, he hasn't been hitting, and he's been good in the field.
It's important, though.
Of course it is. But maybe the lack of success for him is ruining the rest of his game.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
But that can't happen, though.
Giants-Eagles game, Christmas Day, Philadelphia.
Oof.
Philadelphia.
Be a tough one.
You're not kidding.
Who do you think wins that division?
Eagles.
So you think they're gonna reverse the no one repeats?
Mm-hmm. I think they are the best team in the division. Yeah.
Crazy stuff happens, though. You never know.
Listen, Jalen Hurts gets injured, and all of a sudden everything changes, right? I'm not saying defined, but if you ask me right now who's the best team in the NFC East, it's clearly, in my
really
opinion, Philadelphia.
You think when you go back that they, I mean, Howie Roseman, how good he is.
He's so good that I hate him for it.
No, I know you hate him, but they were like, okay, we're good. We're going to bring in Chip Kelly. And then that whole Chip Kelly debacle happened. And like, Howie, you want to come back and fix this?
And he did.
Did he?
I mean, the trade last year with the Saints, they get 2-1s this year. I mean, the Saints have a lousy season. They get a top 10 pick for that.
Bringing A.J. Brown, what they just did at the draft.
They're very well run, and they continue to replenish the organization. Let's go to some of the calls, 1-800-919-3776. And I promise you, if another big piece of NFL news happens, I'll scream.
Dave will explode.
And then bring it to your attention.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
What?
Raymond, save that for tomorrow, please.
Something happened. I was like, I got to get these pants off. I unbuckled the pants and ripped them off through them.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
Really, I'm a treat.
You got real problems.
Jay in Queens. Good morning, Jay. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to talk about the Knicks, about how I feel it's kind of irrational how some people are being right now. The Knicks we were worried that they weren't going to be a set playoff team. We were worried they're going to have to play in to get in. Then they did that. We wanted them to have a good seed so they get out of the first round, and they were able to do that. Things haven't fallen our way, but people are ready to poo-poo on the season. I don't think it's right. Julius Randle was never a superstar. So to think that he's going to put up superstar numbers when he's playing against the elite teams in the NBA on a consistent basis, I just don't think that's rational. Tibbs is not a bad coach. You know, he's run enough plays that guys need to make open shots. Is that the coach's fault or the player's fault? So I just think that people are losing, you know, because we had a little bit of success, they're losing track of what the team actually was when it started. And things fell our way, and we took advantage of the best we could. And if that's how it ends up. But don't let the season be a disappointment. Be disappointed in the series, not the season. So take care, guys. Enjoy the day.
Well, you got to understand, too, though, man. I mean, why are you disappointed? Like, what leads to disappointment?
Expectation.
Right. And I think part of the problem was we had probably unfair expectations for this series.
I think you're right. I think that my expectation... I think there's a promo RJ made about it, that if the Knicks didn't win this series, I'd be severely disappointed. I feel disappointed. Although, not as much, because I just feel like Miami's probably better.
Yeah, Miami's probably better, but I mean, I'm more disappointed with what you saw. Like, Game 3 stands out for me. Maybe we should have known...
Game 3 was disgusting.
Like, maybe we should have known just how Game 2 went without Jimmy Butler, how hard they had to fight to win that game. But I was of like, I mean, it's the playoffs. Every game is different. I don't care how it looked, they won. And then they show up in Game 3, and it was like...
It was disgusting.
What the hell just happened?
It was disgusting. By the way, that Black Friday game, Jets and Dolphins...
Miami.
They'll make it free for everyone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Everyone. Oh, it's part to go with like the whole Black Friday deals.
Well, it's smart, too. Right? Now you get people to really fall in love with the Black Friday game and love Amazon Prime.
You can watch the game as you trample somebody for the big screen TV. You'll be great.
Why?
If you knew how much money I spent on my first ever flat screen TV, you'd vomit.
$8,000.
No.
More?
Yeah.
More.
When they first came out, they were...
15. 15 grand?
Yep.
And what is that?
And that was a deal.
Is it in the garbage?
That was died. It
gone.
Died. Yeah, it died.
Would it last 8 months?
No, year? Longer than that. But it was dead.
Was it wonderful?
It was great. Well, was it when they first came out? We had this this deal with Best Buy where they would like we'd have a certain day.
They had a deal, and you spent 15 grand.
Yeah. Where they would open the store, and we get to go shop around. And I was like, they first came out, and everyone's like, oh, you gotta get a flat screen. No, they're cheap. Nothing.
What's a flat screen now? $800, $600,
$1,000.
Yeah, you get like a beautiful one for $100,000.
Yeah, your room will be littered with them.
I can't wait for that.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
You guys are going to come over. Sherry, break bread.
Dressed all scantily, serving.
Oh, yeah, with her big knee brace.
Nachos.
It's very sexy. Oh. Very sexy.
Nothing better than a hobbled woman.
Ray, did you hear that?
What am I supposed to do with that?
Nothing better than a hobbled woman. And then he makes, like, Hannibal Lecter noises.
I don't even...
Right? And I had his kidneys with some fava beans. Like, what? You think
there's
I have
something
issues.
About knee braces.
There's something about Mary. You really are. Let's go to Sid in Brooklyn. Good morning, Sid. You know, Sid thinks that the Knicks need to play Fournier.
Yeah. Well spelled.
Yes.
It's the 4-niner.
The 4-niner.
4-niner.
Yeah, that's right. Sid in Brooklyn, you want to see the Knicks play 4-niner? Oh, no.
Sid's doing something.
Yeah, clearly.
He's on a phone call or something.
RJ, look at that. I want you to read that. I'm going to put it back on hold just so you can read that. What does that say?
I understand there was a spelling error.
Okay. I don't think he likes me very much.
I think you're lashing out because I gave you a poor ranking for a well-earned, underachieving Stump Rothenberg.
Because I had one question that went south.
Listen, you're allowed to lash out. I spelled it wrong. I can take it. I won't lash out at you.
4-niner. Was that, you think that was like a Freudian slip where you're thinking of the schedule release, the Niners, the whole thing?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Do you want to check back in with Sid or are we done?
Let's try again because, I mean, you hate for him not to get the point on 4-niner.
And he wants to talk 49ers.
Yeah. Sid in Brooklyn. Hi, Sid. You're on 98.7.
How you doing?
Hey, there you are. What's going on?
Not much. What's up to the company? I just wanted to say Thibodeau was being out-coached by the Knicks.
By the Heat?
Since the Cleveland series, we saw that we were struggling with shooting. Why would you have your best free throw, three-point shooter, Evan Fournier, sitting on the bench when you can use him? They're clearly struggling in the shooting department.
Sid, he's such
and
a defensive liability.
That much.
He's such a defensive liability. I don't think the Knicks think that they can play him at all. That's what I think.
Oh, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, they took him out of the rotation for a reason. That's when he decided to cut down the rotation is when the Knicks kind of took off. The big problem right now is you don't have the same Emmanuel Quickley is important. You don't have him. He wasn't good, and then he got hurt. Quentin Grimes has not been the same player. I gave you the percentages of what this team, what these players were during the regular season and what they're now. I mean, Jalen Brunson was almost at 42% during the regular season from three. He's at 28.
Right, but don't you think that Miami ratchets up their defense
of
now?
Course.
Like, you're not seeing normal regular season Miami defense in the postseason.
Well, no, but you're also, I mean, I also gave you numbers of this team missing just uncontested good looks.
You have to shoot the ball better.
So, I mean, what do you point to? Is it the pressure of the moment? Pressing? I think that's part of it.
Maybe.
Trying too hard?
Maybe. Maybe the stage too big? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's some maybe with Jalen's ankle affecting his shooting?
Yeah, I don't have the answer.
A lot of these shorts, you know, short.
Short
a
shorts?
A lot of these shots. I do like short shorts. A lot of these shots short.
A lot of the shots short. Could be.
You should see the shorts my nephew wears. Like the
That's his ankles?
No. That's
the other way?
Other way.
Oh, like you can see everything?
Close.
Really?
Close.
How old is he?
He is a freshman in college.
Okay.
It's aggressive.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Is that what they all wear now, though?
It's like the cool thing to wear.
Very.
Like running shorts almost.
Mm-hmm.
And they're short.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's very unsettling.
It's like
unsettling.
Almost like it's like three quarters
I've,
up the
I've
thigh.
I've seen it. It's very unsettling.
One quick move and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're concerned that they could rip and then everything is exposed.
And everything.
Yeah. RJ?
Yes.
It's your time.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
All right. Well, if you missed it moments ago. Got some NFL schedule news. Dave is excited.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
What would warrant such a reaction?
Like, he sounds like Lenny.
I sound like Fred Flintstone.
No, yeah, the guy, and Lenny had a baby.
That wasn't nice.
I'm not treated nicely. What do you mean that wasn't nice?
Giants and Eagles on Christmas Day.
I'll Dave, do it again, too. I get more news, I'll erupt again.
I think you should.
I will.
And I will love him and pet him.
Oh, not nice. Giants, Eagles, Christmas Day.
Who would have thought he read that?
Jets, Dolphins on Black Friday at MetLife, 3 p.m. Make your plans now.
That's a sexy game.
This is so good.
Some other notable games. Bengals will visit Arrowhead to face the Chiefs on New Year's Eve. A bunch of overseas European games. Falcons, Jags. Jags, Bills are another one at Tottenham Stadium. Ravens, Titans also at Tottenham Stadium. Dolphins, Chiefs in Germany. And Colts, Patriots also in Germany. All to come. Exciting stuff. Dave will erupt if he hears anything more.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy! You walk down the street.
Yeah.
Man is screaming that on 68th and
Columbus.
To the other side of the street and maybe call someone?
Even if there's traffic. I'm like playing Frogger.
Frogger across the street, yeah.
Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
All right, kids, listen.
I'm going to throw my wallet at you and I'm running.
Why do you think he's going so crazy? Oh, that could only be the schedule release.
Or do you think someone of Dave, similar to Dave, is walking on the other side of the street? They hear this.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
And it's like the bat signal. Well, wait, don't run away. That's Giants Eagles.
I'm the everyman.
Either way. Mets lose to the Reds, 7-6. Max Scherzer scratched. David Peterson bothered by the sun. He gives up.
Who knew he'll be out?
Funny. Nice. Thanks, RJ. Bad guy.
He gives up four runs. It's funny. In 3 1/3. Justin Verlander starts today. As for Scherzer, he expects to start at some point in the upcoming six-game road trip. Plenty of NFL scheduling talk. An MLB scheduling update. Mets and Phillies are expected to play in London at some point next year. So you can go to London after you watch that Black Friday game.
Nice.
Yankees double up the A's. Aaron Judge back. Two RBIs. Gleyber Torres, among others, homers. Clark Schmidt, longest ever outing as a starter. Pitched a career high, 6 innings. Luis Severino will start in about an hour and a half at AAA. He's excited about that. We'll have to hear how his
overnight. It starts at 10:45?
11. I think it's 11:10.
Oh, God. That's early.
Carlos Rodon received an injection for his back. Aaron Boone.
Yeah, he got him, so we'll see now. It's, 48 hours of not doing much at all, and then hopefully that third day, so Friday, we'll, start exercising and hopefully throw him by the weekend.
This guy is nowhere near returning to the Yankees.
If
he's undergoing an injection today.
Even close.
It sounded like a little frustration, though, in that clip.
A little bit. Sound thrilled about it.
How about Santiago, too, taking on the NFL right now?
He's going right at the NFL.
Scuds right at the NFL.
Yeah. He wants answers.
You cowards.
Wants to know.
Listen, produce. Let's go.
That's the greatest Raymond Santiago tweet ever.
He wants to know who the Cowboys are playing on Christmas, on Thanksgiving Day.
It's probably the Patriots, but.
I love when Raymond calls
people cowards. I want the official tweet. I want it.
It better not be the Giants.
Max Fried to the Braves, headed to the IL with a left forearm strain. The Hurricanes crushed the Devils 6-1. The worst second period in Devils postseason history. Outscored 5-0 in the second. Not good.
No.
Canes take a 3-1 series lead. Stars over the Kraken 6-3. That series tied 2-2. Dave?
Yep, Leafs.
Have you heard of the news of Ilya Samsonov? He's out.
You know what? I don't let that stand in the way.
How do you feel about Joseph Woll?
You laugh. No one knew who
Joey
Schmidt.
Wall. It's a perfect goalie named Wall.
Nobody knew who Schmidt was.
So
until he came into game three, that's
worked out. Dave just out of nowhere yesterday had the, I think this is correctly phrased, red hot take that the Maple Leafs are going to storm all the way back and win the series.
They're not. You want one step further?
What? I would scale it back one step.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to put more money in the middle. They can win the whole thing. They're going to win these four.
Yeah, why stop now?
And then go on and win whole kit and caboodle.
Dynasty.
While the whole kit and caboodle all hinges on rookie Joseph Woll.
Mm-hmm.
How about Matt Murray's backing up, too?
Yeah, that's not a great look for him.
No.
Not a great look for the Avs. Gabriel Landeskog going to miss all of next year after missing all of this year. Major knee problem, not healing well.
I had the same surgery, by the way.
I'm guessing.
So anyone is wondering why Rick's career is over.
Knee replacement?
It's cartilage replacement.
Yeah.
Oof. Which is, for a goalie, a death sentence.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Sixers beat the Celtics, take a 3-2 series lead. Nuggets over the Suns.
Celtics didn't even show up last night.
No, they got real
issues, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Brown is out of there after this year.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Well, hello, Knicks!
Yeah, exactly that. That would be a piece.
Hello.
You put a knee brace on him? Hello.
Sixers up 3-2.
A little face mask.
A little hobbled superstar.
Great here. Yeah, that's right. Nothing better than a hobbled man with a mask.
Troubling sounds. Nuggets also up 3-2 in that series.
What did you say?
Nikola Jokic had a big game, 29, 13, and 12. His 10th career playoff triple-double.
He's awesome.
Nice moment between Jokic and Matt Ishbia before the game with Jokic holding a basketball, playfully kind of throwing it at him. I get the humor.
You like Jokic because you guys have the same body.
He's awesome.
The Nuggets are the new favorites, along with the Lakers, plus 300 to win the NBA. Larry O'Brien. They're followed by the Sixers, Celtics, Suns, Heat, Warriors, and Knicks. Knicks are plus 8,500 to win the whole thing. If you're looking
I don't see it happening.
If you're looking for odds. And finally, Victor Wembanyama will skip, not a surprise, the NBA Combine, which is next week in Chicago.
You see the odds of him going one in the draft?
What is it, like minus 10,000?
Minus 20,000.
Yeah, look at both of these drafts, though, NBA and the NHL draft.
Star power, right?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, stand by Spurs, first pick. I was right with the Blackhawks.
Really? Yep. And they didn't have the best odds to win.
No, they had the third best odds.
Who had the best odds?
Columbus.
Ugh, they got to be
Columbus, Anaheim. Columbus already has. I mean, they just got Johnny Gaudreau. They don't need the NHL needs Chicago to be watchable.
So you believe that this was planted?
No, I don't. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, it's convenient.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Say what you think I am thinking right now.
What do you think he's thinking right now?
Can I use my voice to like allocate some of his funds, by the way? Can I do some of that?
Well, you can call the bank and say, listen, I want this deposited into my account.
Yes, I am Rick DiPietro, as a matter of fact.
I have power of attorney. Deposit that baby right in there.
Those checks have stopped.
Oh, yeah.
For the year.
For the year.
Season's over.
And the next season, they pick right back up.
Yeah.
What a life.
You're so jealous. Don't be jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You're rich.
No, I'm rich because I get to work with you every day.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
you don't have. Do you worry about money?
Yeah, of course. Everyone worries about money.
When you're rich, you worry about money.
I don't know.
I wouldn't go this far for me. I don't know.
I mean, I saw what you drive. I know where you live. Your money's fine.
We have to worry about money all the time.
Stop.
I'm telling you.
I sent you 500 Progresso Soups. You don't have to pay for anything.
Oh, yes. We're just existing on Progresso Soups is what we're doing. It must be nice to be rich, though, right?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
Don't put me in that spot.
What? I'm asking you a question.
No,
as a friend.
Listen, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that.
I'm sure there is. Yeah.
Still working.
Do you have people
to answer your question? Am I working still?
Yes, you are. Work hard, and I'm very impressed by your work ethic. How's that? Are there people that still come out of the woodwork looking for money from you?
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah. That must be awful.
It's not great.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
It ruins a lot of relationships. But, I mean, I'm sure there's way worse than my situation.
Well, no.
No, don't start. RJ, I see you smiling. I see you smiling.
Well,
over
that's not fair.
What did he ask?
He said, well, you do it every day with 7:30, the egg bites. I don't ask for the egg bites. No.
RJ, you're not wrong.
No.
Now the expectation.
Stuff in the
he gave, you know one, he gave me one gift certificate. That was it.
Right out of the woodwork.
Do me a favor. Don't get me egg bites anymore. Don't get them anymore.
I see how you eat them. It takes you three combined bites to eat the two egg bites. You love them.
With the little baby egg bites.
Yeah, right, and then the tea, you're just making out with the tea. You love it.
Don't buy me anything. Did you have any blackberries today?
No. No one's eating them. They're not a favorite fruit. If that was pineapple, gone.
He didn't have pineapple.
Grapes, gone. RJ, have you had a blackberry yet?
I have not.
Eat one live on air.
Yeah.
They don't look great.
Why? What's wrong with them?
I don't know.
Santiago, get your tongue in those berries.
No, seriously. Somebody eat a blackberry and tell me if they're not good. Because if they're not, I'm going to bring them back to that guy. And
let me see your work.
And? He's thumbs up.
I love how Raymond has his keys hooked onto his gun.
It's like we're 1984, right? It's very serious. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, Rothenberg, I think you were talking recently about some guy in front of you on the plane pushing his seat back and you got all PO'd about it.
I was not happy.
Yeah, but you got to understand, I fly probably 3 to 4 business trips a month, almost every week.
Okay.
And it is, I pay for the extra comfort plus seat. My company kindly pays a little extra so I can have a little bit more comfort. But that's your option, really. People have the right to put their seat back, no matter how big or tall or small, you know, the space is. And you just have to accept it. And if you don't want to deal with it, pay for comfort plus.
Yeah, well, I don't have endless funds.
Maybe lose some weight.
No, the woman was in my lap.
Oh, well.
It was very unnecessary. Dave, I know what you're saying, and I don't think it's a terrible point. It felt very unnecessary.
What if she had asked first? What if she's like, hey, you mind if I put my seat back?
Now, you're joking around. If she turned around and said, do you mind, like my leg is hurting, do you mind if I push the seat back a little bit? I said, go ahead. But and Dave, she did it in the middle of food.
And she was it full speed, too, all the way back?
All the way, 100 miles an hour, all the way back.
Yeah, it's just the, you know, look, you're packed in like a sardine can. Blame the airlines. They're trying to stuff as many people in there to maximize their profits, right? That's who you should be banging on, you know. The lady, she has the right to do it. You could pay up for even first class if you want the ultimate experience, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
All right. Well, I wasn't happy about it, but what do you got, Dave?
So here's the thing. And you guys might have touched on this earlier today. I just tuned in not that long ago. But Spoelstra, the Knicks are not getting beat by this, you know, by Bird, McCallum, Parrish. They're getting beat by Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and Zeller. I mean, this is just exhibit A of how good a coach and how well-run of an organization the Heat are. Spoelstra is just getting the best of Tibbs. And Tibbs is just not able to do enough to counteract whatever it is that Spoelstra's doing, and I don't think it could be more obvious.
I think it's obvious on many levels. I think I got to tell you, I think the calls have been really good today.
They've been
really on point today.
Really solid day.
I think that in every way, Miami has been better. The players have been better. The players have been more into it for Miami. The role players have been better. The stars have been better. The coaches have been better. Miami could have swept the series, Rick. They're up 3-1. You feel very uneasy at best about it going into the game tonight. Miami's the better team. From top to bottom right now, it's hard to argue that Miami is not the better team.
Well, I don't think you can make the argument that Miami's not the better team.
Okay.
And I think that part of this is our fault and everyone else that thought that this was a great matchup. It was a better matchup than Milwaukee was going to be. But, I mean, this is, again, it's a team that has... It's a team that you're trying to be. It's kind of what it is.
I didn't realize that... you're right. I mean, it's my fault. I didn't realize Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and whatever Duncan Robinson, and
Kyle Lowry,
and Max Strus, and Kyle Lowry. Like I knew they had two. I thought we had two, maybe even three. And I thought the Knicks roster was better, but the role players for Miami are much better.
Well,
than the role players
say,
for the Knicks right now.
The old adage is hard work beats skill when skill doesn't work hard. So you go through the rosters and say skill wise, I mean, Knicks probably have more skill, right? More talent.
Probably.
Right, especially without Hero and Oladipo. But when you start looking at, you know, how hard this team works, and Knicks players have pointed it out, Julius Randle pointed it out. Like, I really think what Don said yesterday was a really smart point, and I want to continue to give him credit. That, I mean, you can't overlook the experience that Miami has, that Spoelstra has, that Lowry, that Love. They were in Eastern Conference Finals.
And Spoelstra's been there for how long?
Right, but I mean, also, like, there's a certain level that you need to get to. And until you understand what that level is, right? Like, they don't, like, Miami's been able to get themselves, like, Kyle Lowry looks like
a fair point.
Kyle Lowry. And he hadn't looked like that. Look at just look at their shooting numbers. Look at Miami's shooting numbers during the regular season and look at their shooting numbers now.
It's a different animal. They're a different team. The Knicks beat them up in the regular season.
Well, you had the one, I mean, the one kind of crazy Julius Randle.
Fine, three, but the Knicks went 3-1 in the regular season, and that is not what you're seeing right now.
No, but I think it's different. I think it, and there's levels to it, too. Like, I mean, I think that, like, for example, what New Jersey's going through right now with Carolina.
Right.
Carolina's a similar team to what the Heat are in the NBA.
They get the most out of what they have.
They get the most. They're really well coached. Mm-hmm. They play their system to perfection, and they play with this sense of desperation and urgency that's... It's tough to get to their level.
If I saw that from every one of my teams every week, and they went, what, you know, Giants 8-9, Knicks 42, that's all I would add. That's all you can ask for.
That's it.
Go out there and leave it all on the court, on the ice, on the field, on whatever. ESPN New York has your chance to win $25,000 this baseball season in the New York no-hitter sweepstakes. Today's qualifier is Joanne Temme from Middle Island, New York, who has chosen New York's National League team to throw a no-hitter today. You know what? She got a pretty good pitcher on the mound.
You see what Verlander did, too? Told Buck when Scherzer couldn't go, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Well, here's the thing, though. RJ said he didn't want to try them because they looked funny.
Right.
And now he can't stop stuffing them in his face. You're trying to have a conversation with him. He's burying.
RJ, admit it. They are delicious.
They are good. You're our fruit insider.
Mm-hmm. Those berries look huge in those hands, though. I love it.
I don't know what's more troubling, that you said it or that you love it. Listen, what you do in your spare time? What,
all right, leave him alone. Don't play into his games.
I'm not. I'm just, I don't know what he does.
I think you do.
Yeah, pretty good idea.
All right, let's go to Mike in Miami. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Gentlemen, how are we doing? I'm calling from the Stairmaster today.
Nice. Are you really?
Yeah, I am. I'm on it. I'm grinding because I know my Jets are grinding as well.
That a boy. Get that workout in, Mike.
You're excited, aren't you?
I'm calling because I'm sure you saw the Black Friday game. We're all really pumped about it, but I think we're Jets fans and Giants fans, too, really want is opening day September 11th at Giants. I think it's going to be a wild ride. What do you guys think? You think we're going to get that matchup?
I'd heard no, but I don't know. We'll find out. We should hopefully find out later
today.
Why no?
It makes perfect sense, though.
I'm not saying
I know, but
no.
Why?
I'm saying I'd heard no.
Yeah, but why would you hear no? Why would Jordan Renan tell you no?
I didn't say Renan told
me no. Of
course.
Stop.
You don't understand. I have people all over the place.
I
have people all over the place.
I'm the conductor.
Two sources.
I have people all over the place. I am very well sourced. Very well sourced.
Yeah, we know. Because we're trying to name, like, who do you think the next draft pick's going to be? And you're, like, telling us the pick. Because you have someone on the inside, a mole.
Okay. All right.
Well, why? Just tell me who it is.
But I won't do that. If you told me something and I was supposed to keep it quiet, I wouldn't start sharing.
Who's your deep throat? Tell me now.
I will not tell you.
All right. I'll find out.
Let's go to Mendy in Brooklyn. Good morning, Mendy.
Good morning, guys. I think I'm getting to the point where I'm done with the Mets.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not, Dave, but I have to say it because it makes me even more depressed when I go ahead and I say, oh, no, because there's always next year. Nobody sees $400 million in their lifetime besides for Rick the next time he decides to rob the Islanders.
Oh.
Okay, $400 million.
Mendy, this is what we're doing.
No.
Go ahead, Mendy. Okay. Take your time. Don't be nervous. You're making great points.
$400 million, and in the first hour, we have to ask: is this a playoff caliber team? We saw what the kids are doing, right? So why the hell is Vientos and Mauricio in AAA while I have to watch Mark Canna, who is on the team, just so he could get hit by pitches, ground into a double play on the first pitch, and watch Daniel Vogelbach go ahead, right, and just not take the bat off of his shoulders? It's not like he's fast that he gets on base and he goes ahead and he's... And, like, he could score. He's fat. He can't do anything, okay? You are on the team to swing the bat, okay? The Reds, the Rockies, the Tigers, the Nationals. We are the team now that when teams suck, oh, yeah, we're going ahead and we're going to play the Mets.
That's who we are for $400 million.
It's awful.
This is the worst team that money could buy. And it's pathetic, and it's depressing, and I hate the Mets, but I'm going to call back next week if they win and be all excited again, because that's the type of fan we are. Have a good day, guys.
That's a good call.
It's one of Mendy's greatest calls.
Yeah. And he's right. Think about that. The Rays are winning with like $38 million.
Yeah, but don't use the Rays as an example.
Oh, okay, but I mean, you're spending that kind of money. You should have an elite baseball team on the field.
You expect to have a really good baseball team. It hasn't worked out. I mean, it hasn't worked that way out. It hasn't worked out that way yet.
So we're May 10th. You have 3 weeks of May left. What do you want to be? What at the end of May? Two games over?
Yeah. Yes. The very least.
No, I'm being serious. Like two games. I mean, you play Tampa next week. That's not going to be easy.
Okay, fine. But the Yankees battle Tampa hard, too. So, yeah, at the very least.
Two games over.
Here's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was joking around that yesterday was going to be opening day because Scherzer was going to start. Then we'd have Verlander and we'd have Senga. So we'd have, you know, three-fifths of our rotation back. And now you could start getting excited. And, of course, Scherzer gets the neck spasms and everything else. I'm focused on what's going to happen today. That's how I'm going to approach this thing. Do I think the Mets... Should the Mets be a playoff team? Yes, the Mets should be a playoff team. Are they going to win the division? I'm resigned to no. I didn't think they were going to win it before the season started. I think Atlanta's better. And I also understand with what you saw last year with the Philadelphia Phillies that winning the division is great, but it's not...
Yeah, getting hot at the right time is the ultimate...
That's the most important thing.
The ultimate goal.
What makes the wet blanket on that theory is if Max Scherzer is hurt now, and you've had last year and the year before that where he's broken down, it's not...
Right.
It doesn't make you feel good
so
about
2 years
it.
Ago, he had arm fatigue with the Dodgers. Last year, he was not great down the stretch with
and
the Mets.
And he's battling through the oblique.
And now this year, it's a, scapula and now neck issue.
Yeah, but the scapula is really the most important one.
Sure, but it's consistently something with him, which is concerning. Fran in Massapequa. Good morning, Fran. You're next up on 98.7.
My boys. What's up, fellas?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, pleasure to talk to you guys. I disagree with the last guy. Rick was he was a good eye on the man. He earned his money. Injuries, he couldn't foresee injuries.
Thank you, Fran.
Absolutely, bro. You're the man. And Dave, you're all right. Yeah. I love you.
Yes.
What, Fran, you know what, Fran? That's not nice.
You know I'm kidding, Dave. I love you. You know that. Listen, two things. My two teams, I'm a Mets fan, Knicks fan. The Mets, I will. First of all, when Diaz got hurt, I didn't give up on the Mets. I gave up on the season. I will not watch the New York Mets if Vogelback is playing. It's an absolute disgrace that guy plays for the New York Mets. Think about it. That's our DH. The GM shouldn't be fired. He should be banned from New York. Not allowed to come back to New York no more. They have ruined a great thing. We have too much age. We don't have enough hitters. They didn't piece this together right. It's right now, it's not looking good. We have to get rid of the GM, and we have to get smarter people in there. The Braves do this in an incredibly intelligent way, where they just keep doing it and copy their system. Do whatever you got to do. Why can they win every year and get player after player after player? And we got Daniel Vogel back? And moving on to the Knicks. On the station, I think it was Bart, said, experience. You could just see it. You could see it. It's just the experience, and no, don't get me wrong, the coach is great, the team is good, but the experience is incredible, and it's destroying us. And the bottom line with the Knicks is, this is exactly what it's showing you. We're a second-level team. We have to get a superstar shooter. We need that guy. I don't want to hear about it. We do not have it. We have a bunch of, good guys. You know what I mean? Brunson got hurt. Okay. But it's just to the point where this is the New York Knicks and the New York Mets. Let's get this stuff together. And I'm so depressed with the Mets. It's such a long season. But listen,
yeah, there's
guys,
so much time, though. Listen, I get it, and we appreciate the phone call. There's so much time. There really is. And I get it. I mean,
there won't be forever, though. There's going to be a time where you're going to look at it and say, all right, now we're June 15th. Like, it comes quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it'll get late early, but I mean, he's not wrong. Like, the whole Diaz thing, that got the season set off on the wrong foot. And then Verlander and Quintana, it's been tough.
Really, really tough.
You just hope that the lineup could carry you.
There's no reason you can't be a top six team in the National League, though.
That would be unacceptable.
With that kind of payroll, that kind of money spent, you can't be this bad.
No, but I think there's a way out. I'll say this for the final time today before we wrap the show up. You've lost 12 of your last 15, 6 of your last 7.
Yeah.
Okay? Mark Canha is not getting the job done. And I'm all for giving veteran guys plenty of opportunities to prove to me that they can still play, just like Eduardo Escobar. Okay? Daniel Vogelbach is fine. He's not a good player. You guys got 2 home runs.
But he's not fine.
No, he's not good. Okay? What do you want to say? I'm trying to be nice. We need more power in the lineup. You got 2 guys right now. Alvarez looks like he's finally figuring out.
Yep.
But hey, guess what?
There's more.
But it's going to take time for all these players. Same thing for Anthony Volpe, as good as he is. It's going to take him a minute. So why not take this minute where the team is struggling, Mark Canha's struggling, Vogelbach's not very good, and you got 2 guys who are red freaking hot in AAA that are probably
at least
with
bring one of them up
and have earned the opportunity. Come, let's go through the growing pains now, as opposed to realizing too late that hey, we didn't make the right moves at the deadline. Vogelbach's still Vogelbach, and Mark Canha still stinks.
It's time to bring him up.
Hey guys, come up and save us. Let's not do that again.
It's time to. Well, do you think that Vientos could be worse than Vogelbach?
No.
So if you can't be worse, people would much prefer to see Vientos than Vogelbach.
Or if you know it's going to take a second for the guys to get comfortable, because you're already seeing that. It's taking Francisco Alvarez some time.
You're right.
It's taking Anthony Volpe time.
All right, you're eating from his time now.
Use this time.
All right, now, his time. Before we get to him, Knicks win tonight?
Yeah, you better hope they win tonight.
No, I do.
People that love the show better hope the Knicks win tonight.
You're not kidding.
Yes.
Otherwise, tomorrow's going to be just a funeral on the show. And you open it. So I'll bow out. All right, Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars, number 3.
Yeah, complete misery if the Knicks do not win. Number 3, Dave, you were better today, and I think it was because...
I talked to the fruit man.
Brought the bananas, brought the blackberries. Stump Rothenberg could have been a little better.
Oh, here we go. You gave me a star because I was good. Now
I'm just telling you, it could have been better, but you were better than yesterday.
Number 2.
This one goes to RJ, Improv Theater. This professor or this hack, whoever this person was who tried to shade RJ's dream, we need to find who he was, Brockport, Improv Theater, and he needs to be shown pictures of what RJ does every day for the rest of his life.
Number 1.
I mean...
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
Only the NFL schedule release could lead to, well, that kind of...
To that release?
Release.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
Hold on. You should get a star today, too, for the tweet after the... That going
it
after
went right
the
after
NFL.
The NFL.
I'm still waiting. Where's the answer?
Well, we'll find out probably today. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH and Rothenberg.
Let's go next!
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.